everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. As we get closer to the holidays, a lot of people worried if their jobs are still going to be around coming into the next year, worried about being underemployed, and worried about finding a job. So we have Afghanistan on our plate, healthcare reform, and, of course, closer to home and right in front of many of our faces, looking into our own pocketbooks and wallets and realizing, ooh, how do we get through this? And while some are flourishing, others are dying on the vine because of what's happened to the economy, the devaluation of the dollar. And, of course, I still think it all has to do with the big, crazy bailouts from well over a year ago and what continued, and then a stimulus that, to me, fell flat and just added to the deficit. You might have other thoughts about why the economy tanked so badly. And the mortgage crisis. Mortgage crisis still isn't even over. There's another shoe to drop on this one. People given houses that they had no business being in. People that got into those arms. But, of course, gladly, the greed was there, and there were no checks on anything. Oh, credit's good? Okay, great. Sign this piece of paper. You have a job that pays you what? Oh, excellent. No calls, no backgrounds, and some of the shadier deals that were made. And then passing the buck on to the next guy and selling those mortgages off. And, of course, everybody's underwater. Not everybody, but so many people were underwater. We see what's happened across the country and how that's tanked so many people, including property values in a lot of neighborhoods, because there's still those foreclosures, rentals, etc. People still struggling to get it right. So President Obama took the chance to talk about the economy, to talk about, more importantly, more specifically, those jobs. He says that he is going to keep pushing until everybody who wants a job can find a job. Here he is in his own words right from the get-go.
The primary focus of our discussion today, though, had to do with the same thing that Americans sitting across kitchen tables all across the country are focused on, and that is jobs and the economy. If you look back at where we've been, in the first several months of my administration, because of the steps taken by people like Secretary Gaetner and the rest of our economic team, we were able to stabilize the financial system and ensure that the economy didn't slip back into a depression. And we take this for granted now, but it is something that I think all of the members of the cabinet who participated are extremely proud of. Since that time, we've passed a Recovery Act that's put a middle-class tax cut into people's pockets, that has invested in infrastructure all across this country to put people back to work, and something that isn't noted often enough, has helped stabilize state budgets at a time in which we could have seen hundreds of thousands of layoffs in teachers and police officers and firefighters. Our economy is growing again for the first time in more than a year, and we know that economic growth is a prerequisite for job growth. But having said that, what I emphasize today is we cannot sit back and be satisfied given the extraordinarily high unemployment levels that we've seen. We have only taken the first step in curing our economy and making sure that it is moving on the right track. And I will not rest until businesses are investing again and businesses are hiring again and people have work again. Now, this is going to be a challenging task. It's challenging because of the extraordinary blow that the financial crisis delivered to the economy as a whole. It is particularly difficult because both the financial sector and the housing sector were the biggest drivers of economic growth prior to the financial crisis, and so the severity of their pullback means that things are moving slower than we would like them to move. One of the ironies that we have right now is that businesses across sectors are making profits again, but their primary way of making profit has been to cut costs as opposed to seeing increased demand. And unfortunately, the huge rise in productivity, which is normally a good thing, in this circumstance means that they have learned to produce the same amount of goods with fewer people. All this presents some significant challenges.
All right, I'd like to hear a little bit of that, like we said, what the president said today. So my question to you is, I wanted you to get the real feel for what that newser was like. Does it feel like a recession to you across this country, wherever your little nook and cranny is, whether it's Ottumwa, Iowa, whether it's Stamford, Connecticut, wherever you are, do you feel like the people around you are caught in this web? And you heard what Obama said there, and he's right on that. There are, what's happened is some people are making a profit. Some businesses are making a profit where they were struggling before, but they've cut people out of the workforce, cuts, and more cuts. And so other people are being asked to do more, and they're producing it. They're doing it. They're exhausted. They're working extra hours. They're doing whatever, absorbing somebody's job, because that's how they get to keep their job, whatever level they're at, mid-management, just a shift worker, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. They're asked to produce that much more than they weren't before. So you have the situation there, and then you have the underemployed, the unemployed, in incredible numbers in California, in Nevada, in Florida. And these states have been slammed so hard by what's happened with the dollar and I think what happened, you know, a year, 2 years ago, and I don't see a massive turnaround. You know, you can tell, it's like you see the properties that are for sale in all of those places. So the mortgage crisis certainly really hit them badly. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to tell you about that nasty business in Richmond, California. The sad story of the girl being raped, gang raped. Now it looks like somebody might have set her up, somebody she knew. How awful is that? Can you imagine leading her into that position? I'll give you the sickening details. In the meantime, like I said, you can chime in. Does it feel like a recession to you as we get closer to the holidays? If you go to americatonight.net, we have Blunder of the Day and blogs and all that stuff. But we also have your take and your take on the economy, on will you spend more or less or any of that kind of stuff during the holidays. So don't forget to always go there and look at that stuff. 800-259-5791. Well, my blunder of the day would probably be this, but it was what I expected. If I were the defense attorney, which I would not be, but if I were, for some reason, was stuck with the job, if I were the guy defending Major Hassan, of course, what would you come up with? An insanity to play. This is a guy who popped 13 people, killed 13 people, gunned them down, and then there were scattered bodies riddled with bullet holes who luckily survived. So what plea is he going to enter? And apparently, Major Hassan just might enter the insanity plea, might go with that. He's recovering from his own wounds. He's partially paralyzed. He has no feeling, basically from actually the chest down, and limited movement in his arms. So his attorney is saying he's pretty confident that he's going to have to at least look at the possibility of an insanity to plea, and it's looking more and more that way. How sad is that? How infuriating is that? This is why he just needs to be nailed to the wall, because sadly, the people who were killed and those that were hit had no recourse to the bullets that he was firing at them. Stay with us. Much more to come here on ATN.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
G'day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 7th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,166.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,198.09, $5,99.05 for a half ounce, or $2,99.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,198.09, $5,99.05, or $2,99.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Box here on America Tonight. Lots of interesting notes from all of you across the country. But you can throw in your 2 cents on any of the things that we bring up here on the show. And no matter what your opinion, always welcome. Don't care if you agree with me or not, or you have your own point of view. It's all good, my friends. That's why we call it America Tonight. It's a conversation across the land. That's how we roll here. 800-259-5791. All I ask is that we keep it real. Keep it real. All right. Speaking of keeping it real, this is a very, very sad story, and I initially thought that this was something that had happened in the Richmond, California situation. Remember the girl going to her dance, was a good student in a really, really rough area, gang area, and she was gang raped, and now they've got about six guys that are charged in that case. And certainly they're not done there. They're still looking into things. And there were all those bystanders. And for 2.5 hours, people watched, took pictures, et cetera. And only by accident did they uncover it. She was in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. Mm-mm-mm. Well, now we have another. And it looked like somebody had arranged it. In other words, had let her into that situation. But apparently that wasn't the case. So this is the case in a story in Alabama. A 14-year-old Alabama girl actually might have helped arrange a rape of her ninth grade classmate. So she may face charges as an accomplice, which she should, based on some of the things that she said in an interview. The girl told reporters last week that she and the classmate had planned to have sex with the suspects who have been charged with the rape. So anyway, the girl under investigation is dating one of the three suspects. Oh, what a wicked tale this is. They're 16, 17, and 20 years old. So the girl required surgery, the one who was raped, after the attack, and she was in intensive care for 3 days. Now they're saying that now they're taking a different tact in this, and it looks like she led her into the situation, because here are the gory details of this. Apparently, in this situation, I mean, she's 14 years old. They took turns assaulting her, and the other girl claimed that they attempted to rape her, But, of course, that didn't happen. The medical examination showed that that was a lie. Didn't happen. So then the three took the two girls, the two classmates, back to school where the injured girl sat in bloody clothes for hours until the school finally called the police. I mean, this has got to be the most shocking crime in a small town that's halfway between Mobile and Montgomery. So now it definitely seems as though this other 14-year-old whack job girl, apparently, this is ninth grade, took her friend and put her in this situation. What possibly would drive somebody to do that? The good news is all three are in jail. They're charged with felony rape. Bail is at $500,000. And there are still a lot of holes in what went down here. Rough stuff. To be a teenager these days, to be a parent of a teenager, has to be scary. 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming, hello, my friend.
Hey, Kate. Girlfriend Josie? What do you think?
Josie?
Huh?
Yeah, wait, okay. Girlfriend Josie?
Jealousy.
Oh, jealousy.
No, not
yeah,
jealousy,
okay.
No.
I have to clean out my ears there. Yeah, that's exactly. Could be a jealousy thing. Could be there's got to be some reason why she would do that. If you think of a 14-year-old girl, what are they primed on? And you're right. What the other person has or boyfriends or whatever. Yeah. Mhm. Could be that. That could be the motive. Because what is the motive?
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I saw 2012.
What did you think?
Took my mom, and, boy, that was just a lot of fun. I had a great time.
You know what? See, that's what I said, too. Somebody told me, oh, it was a terrible movie. It didn't stick to what we all think 2012 is and what the Mayan calendar is. I don't think that was the idea at all. You got it. You and your mother got it. It was a wild ride. That's exactly right.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't stick to what the Mayan calendar says?
Well, because what they're saying is it was a bunch of crap, nonsense, that they're outgunning, everything falls apart in California, and you couldn't have possibly gotten a plane off, and some of the things that happened in the movie didn't add up strictly to a biblical version and all that stuff.
Well, when you're making an action film, a lot of the action's a bunch of crap anyway, Kate. I mean,
of course it is. I agree.
Of course when a plane, I mean, you know, the whole people that are involved in the story are in a plane dodging buildings and stuff. Yeah, well, if the plane crashes, the movie's over. Yeah.
Listen, all I know is, I want to be with John Cusack if something falls apart in the world, because he escapes major danger, whether he's in a limousine or in a plane. I thought it was great, too. I agree. And your mom liked it?
Yeah, it was just a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, you know, it's a lot of Hollywood to it. And the plot's a little, you know, it's a little weak on the end. But, you know, as it comes to the Mayan, you know, the whole Mayan thing is that they designed their calendars around solar cycles, mm-hmm. you know, and sunspots. And four of those, on December 21st, four of those, in 2012, excuse me, we've got three more years, four of those ten cycles, and four of them reset to zero. Doesn't mean the end of the world isn't, you know, but, it, you know, they were able to predict with these solar cycles, a lot of catastrophic events.
Right.
And what the movie is based off of is that, and I told you this 2 years ago when we were talking about the cult.
Yeah. Yeah, we're losing you. We are losing you fast. We got to let you slide. Let him down gently, Don. But somehow you're in the Wicked Mountains there in Utah, so we're going to slide over to Tony, who's listening to us in Tennessee. And, you know, talking about the Mayan calendar, of course, they invented a calendar of what is, some said was very incredibly accurate and very complex, too, if you think of what they adopted and what they adopted the calendar around. It's actually kind of interesting stuff when you read more on it. All right, let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Listen, I was, of course, listening to you, you know, quite often every night. And, but I keep noticing that, you were talking about health care.
Mm-hmm.
And you covered several topics, but, you didn't cover the topic that, we, the people of the United States, pay for all the medical care for the people that are in this country, illegally. Now, why don't you cover that?
Oh, I've talked about how I feel about the illegal situation ad nauseum, Tony. You'd have to go back 3.5 years to listen to me bang that drum over and over again. I went out with the Border Patrol in El Paso for 1.5 weeks and watched, sadly, what happens, A, to the people anyway, and to the system and what kind of cat and mouse nonsense goes on. And we've had many, many people on to talk about that and to talk about both sides of that and what happens. And, you know, even if you go through, we've had Senator Kyle on in the past and other people. Here's the deal with in the current form, first of all, this health care reform with the Senate, no way, Tony, is it passing. No way. No way are they getting the 60. And none of the Republicans are going there. So it can't pass. I just do not see how this passes. The situation that in this country with illegals, period, is atrocious. One, it should have never gotten this out of control. We had laws on the books. They weren't enforced. And so the number of people in this country that supposedly is 14 or 15 million, I think it might almost be double that. And the porousness of the borders has created some horrible situations where we don't even know. Let's say somebody comes here with a visa. And they're from another country. The visa expires, and we have no idea. How can you have a country where you don't even know when someone's coming in, when it expires, that they're still hanging around? Thus, it leads to the Jordanian guy who almost blew up a building in Dallas, Texas, because, of course, he had terroristic ties and wanted to be a homegrown guy, came here, etc. And so you have situations like that. And paying for the health care for people who are in the country illegally is also what's crippling. Thanks for the call. It was also what's crippling so many of the hospitals across the United States. We had someone on from Parkland Hospital in Dallas. They sent a bill for, you know, $2 million to Mexico and said, would you please pay for this because we're going to have to pass it on to the people who use our facility. We can't afford to do this anymore. They're finding the same thing in San Diego, and many other border states are crippled by this, absolutely. Stay with us. Mail's next.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Listening to America Tonight. You're locked and loaded, so to speak. If you've never heard the show, hi, my name's Kate Delaney. We talk about just about everything you can possibly imagine, the true water cooler buzz. And we invite you to chime in at any point, whether you agree with what my point of view is or don't, that's fine. I'll dance with any of you out there as long as you keep it real. 800-259-5791. We're going to go to the mail in just a second, but a quick announcement about something that I happen to see, because I know a lot of you have young children, like our good pal Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Do you hear this deal about this crib recall? They say about 2.1 million drop-side cribs by Stork Craft Manufacturing is the name of the company. They're being recalled. It's the biggest ever crib recall in U.S. history, right? And apparently what happens, boy, how scary, because I'm so worried about kids anyway when they're so young. But they've had four kids die. They suffocated in the cribs. They have a side that goes up and down so that you can lift the children from the crib a lot easier, right? Just pick them up. And they've had problems with the hardware, I guess, that can break or it's not put together right by the person who puts it together. The real danger is the kid's head can get caught between the mattress and the side railing and it separates from the crib. So the amount that they're recalling is incredible. You have to think how many people have these cribs? And I've started to think about it. I think a couple of people that I know in my life have them. They look exactly like the ones I've seen in some of my friends' homes. They were manufactured and actually put out between January sometime back in the 90s, in the early 90s, through October of 2009 and sold for anywhere from $100 up to $400, but it is a very, very well-known name in the crib business. And here's the thing, the retailers, people go to Target, they go to Walmart, they go to Sears, they go to Kmart, and that's where you can pick up some of these cribs. And boy, I saw a little demonstration of what it does to them. Can you imagine? You're scared to death as a parent anyway, as it is, I'm sure. How many of you have raised children and done a fine job, and thank goodness they didn't suffocate in the crib? But, oof, how many people suffered as a result? They had 67 things happen in the United States, 43 in Canada, because of that drop-side detachment deal. They had entrapment cases where kids suffocated. Had one where you had a 7-month-old in New York. Oof. Another 6-month-old in West Virginia. Another 9-month-old in the Bronx. And then 20 babies have actually fallen out of the crib. That's awful. I'm glad they have the recall. Turn those cribs in. If you know anybody who has that kind of a crib where you see them sliding down the side and they're not aware of it, boy, get them out of the house and get something else, because you don't want to end up having your child be a victim in one of those situations. All right, without further ado, you know, I say it a ton of times. I feel like I'm just pounding you guys over the head with this, but you can always shoot me emails at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And, boy, you certainly do. So let's check those emails now.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, we like the mail. This is one from Tomas, who calls the show a lot in Michigan. He says, wow, when Mark said he was willing to go down to the White House and pull Obama out of there, he needs to be careful. Have him send me an email me or contact information for him. I don't want him to get a visit from the brothers at the FBI. Maybe you might give him a hint. He's a smart guy, but too pent up. Jail is not too festive this time of year. I love how he throws in that at the end. Jail's not too festive. I don't think jail is too festive, Tomas, any time of the year. And, yeah, Mark is he is on the soapbox big time about a couple of different things. And I know he's referring to the other night when he called in, and he did say that. He said, you know, he said something about he needs to be impeached, and if we could just get him out of the White House, he can live with his family in Chicago, and I don't wish him any harm, but I don't think he should be president anymore with everything that's happening. Here's one from Bev in Iowa. Bev says, I am afraid a lot of your listeners are sounding racist against our president. And you always say, I agree, even to radicals like Mark last night. Boy, Mark stirred something up. He sounds dangerous. Bev in Iowa. P.S. Why do you just have callers that agree with you? I know there are other callers that feel like me. Hey, Bev, listen. I say this all the time, and there are things I say. I think it's hard to put a stamp on me, to put a label on me, because I'm sure there's things that I say that people completely disagree with. Even callers that like what I normally say, of course, because I see it in the email, and I'm going to read some of them to you. And I always say this. I am open to any point of view, anybody that wants to call. I'm not saying march to the same drummer of whatever it is I happen to be talking about, but people have to call in. I say the numbers, we're not screening anybody out. In fact, let's get Donovan on here. Donovan, are we screening people out based on what their ideology is here on the show? Have I ever said that to you?
All I ask for is the first name, the state, and the general topic they want to discuss.
No, and that's true, and that's what we do. I mean, if somebody gets on and they're just crackling all over the place you know, are just railing and are not making any sense, and they're not keeping it real, like I say, because I can tell when somebody's just throwing it up there, well, then forget about it. But absolutely, I don't care if you want to identify yourself as flaming liberal, Democrat, Republican, conservative, whatever your label is, if you want to label yourself as anything. And we have had, Bev, lots of people that call in and have different points of view. In fact, in Iowa, Jana calls us a lot. Now, she agrees with a lot of what we're talking about, but Jana is a lifelong Democrat, and she didn't vote for Obama, because I thought she did. She said to us the other night she didn't vote for Obama because she didn't like some of the things that he was talking about. And I don't think that, to be honest, I don't think that the listeners are racist, at least the majority of them. I certainly you don't know what everybody's thinking, but I think it's people are too quick also to label people racist because they're flat out saying they don't like things that Obama are doing. Just because you don't like what Obama's doing, it doesn't mean you're a racist because he happens to be black. I mean, that's the problem. That's that weirdness that goes on with the whole race issue. And, you know, you could make the argument he's only been in office a year, not even a year, so give him time. My problem, I say this all the time, Bev, listen, I would root for Obama to succeed or any president. The problem that I have with Obama is, to me, the constant I don't know what it's called, catering, flip-flopping, whatever, to whatever is the direction that the administration feels they need to go to play up to the numbers, to play up to the polls. Because now he's down in the polls, and, you know, you have people that voted for Obama that are not happy with some of the things that he's doing, that he's not quite liberal enough, he hasn't done enough for gay rights, he hasn't done enough of what he promised that he would do. Like, he said he would take everybody out of, and that's true, he did say that, we're going to bring out all your troops home, remember that? And, of course, that didn't happen. And there are other things. But just in the day-to-day, first the CIA. All right, we're not going to go back, and why do we want to look back at the previous administration? We're moving forward. We have serious issues to deal with. And then all of a sudden, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, we're going to investigate what happened. It just wasn't right, and the eyes of the world think that we use terror techniques, and this has to go back with the waterboarding stuff. So that, is, in a nutshell, is my deal. From the very get-go, I would keep a scorecard. And, hey, if he is standing up there at the news conference looking us in the eye, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm sorry, here's what it is, then I'm on board with that. I'm on board with somebody who isn't afraid to take the step out and go way down the plank and say, listen, I know there's people that are going to schlack me for this. I'm the president of the United States. I'm the leader of the free world. And this is my decision. And here's what I have decided to do, ladies and gentlemen, with Afghanistan, with the strategy. I know I promised that we were going to bring all your sons and daughters home, but now I've had a change of heart because, and so blah, 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 or whatever the reason is. So that's my problem. And I'll say it again. If you don't agree with the point of view on the show, no problem. However you feel about whatever it is that we're talking about, whether it's something with crime, whether it's something to do with Afghanistan, Iraq, etc., whether it has to do with healthcare, it's all good. 800-259-5791. Here's a quick one from Amber who says, Kate, good job. Keep up the good work. I love it how you mix in a lot of the humor stuff. I listen to a lot of shows during the day, and one thing I notice is the lack of humor. People are so serious. I love it, and I turn up the radio when you say we are going to lighten the load. It is so refreshing after talking about hardcore politics and some other things that you go in that direction. All right, Brad is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good.
You just read a couple of those emails and what the woman said about you and the people that listen being racist, which I think is a mistake. I think what it shows is that the overall opinion of the people about the government, I mean, not necessarily Obama, although he is pushing for certain things, but I think it's just the understanding of the Americans saying, hey, this isn't right. It doesn't matter what the president's saying or who he is. It could be any president trying to do this, and I think they would be getting the same response. People feel like what's happening now in Congress and with the government is not right for the people. So I think that's where, and she might be just listening now, but I think it's a good thing, because if there's more people out there, people that listen to your show, which I listen usually every night, that all see this, then it doesn't make us biased, it just makes us aware, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, I agree, and that's what we're hearing. We're hearing people that are saying the same thing, and I gave the example, Brad, thanks. I gave the example of Jana saying, listen, I've been a Democrat, but I just couldn't go there with Obama. I couldn't vote for him, so it's the first time I didn't vote for a Democrat, and here's why. So, absolutely, and people are feeling that frustration, I think in general with the government, with Congress in particular. 800-259-5791.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthRevealed.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthRevealed.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
I saw an interesting ad in the Washington Post, and you've got 450 mayors involved in this across the country urging Obama and Congress to take action on guns. And what does that mean? I'll explain here in just a second. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Shannon in North Carolina. Hello. Whoops. Shannon is gone. All right, you call back, we'll give you a free pass. 800-259-5791. Here's a scoop on that story that I happened to see. It was in, what paper? I was looking through a whole bunch of papers today. Washington Post. It was the Washington Post. And they took out an ad, and the ad basically said, 500 mayors agree with Obama and the Bush administration. Stop terror suspects from getting guns. And the gist of it is this ad campaign from these mayors. They're talking about they support gun control. They support gun control, and they talk about Fort Hood as a reason for Obama and congressional leaders to strengthen restrictions on the sale of firearms. Now, in saying that, specifically what they're saying is, like, Major Hassan was able to get a gun without FBI counterterrorism folks being notified, even though Hassan was under investigation for potential ties to terrorism. And here's what they're saying. I mean, they recognize that the gun purchase could have been critical to the FBI's investigation into the association with terrorists if they had been able to realize that connection. So the mayors are calling for some kind of law that would provide the FBI with the power to block gun sales to terrorist suspects. Well, you know, if that's specifically what we're talking about, I'm completely on board with that, right? Some people might say no, because what if you're on the terror list and you have nothing to do with terror, and what if they gunked up the list? And, for example, there is an amendment that requires the FBI to destroy background records on a gun purchaser within 24 hours of them getting that gun. It's interesting. Rahm Emanuel, who's, of course, the White House chief of staff, is on the record arguing for what the mayors are arguing for. It was a couple of years ago where he was talking to a group of gun control supporters at the Brady Center and said, you know, that it's between the terrorists and the NRA that we have to make the right choice, and we've got to start building on it. So if you're on the no-fly list because you're known as a possible terrorist, you can't buy a handgun in the United States. So this is an interesting fair or foul. The whole firearms control issue has not been broached recently. I mean, of course, there's so many other hot potatoes and out there. We've mentioned them night and night again, whether it's the health care or Afghanistan or the deficit or the economy, whatever. Because I think the economy ultimately is the thing that's probably going to trip up Obama. If the economy and people don't have jobs and people are paying too much for everything and they're taxed out the yang, come the end of the 4 years, he's not going to get that next four. So anyway, so the firearms deal has kind of been avoided. I think it's a minefield that's been avoided. You know, you had the shootings at Virginia Tech, and so there was talk of tightening gun sales and talking about restrictions on gun shows, but nothing ever happened. It was all conversation. So, you know, here's the thing. I say this all the time. I am for the right to bear arms, but can we be sensible about it? Is there not? We live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, right? There's not a way to have gun sales make sense. In other words, there's not a way that you can have a certain waiting period and you can go through the check. I mean, if I want to get a handgun, I'm in a state where you can have the conceal and carry. So you have to go through certain steps, and you have to qualify. It makes sense, right? Here's the thing. In this U.S. civilian market, it's so jumbled up, ultimately, what from state to state, what's going on. And ultimately, I think the lack in some cases of correct checks is the problem. Can we not have a system where you have law-abiding citizens who want to carry guns, who want to be gun owners? Can we not let that happen? Is there not a flow where that can happen? There has to be. You have to have people. You know, people should be trusted to have guns, but they should know how to use those guns. They should be prepared to do what you have to do when you have those guns, right? I mean, this is an interesting road to go down into what can be restricted and what is restricted now, and the constitutional rights, of course. Denying people a constitutional right is, I think, not good. I am, again, all for the right to bear arms, but there has to be a logical way to do this. And the problem is the slippery slope. While it sounds good, the problem is the no-fly list is so bungled up. I think I was on the no-fly list at one point when I was flying back and forth from New York to Dallas right after 9/11. Let's go to Shannon in North Carolina. Hey, Shannon, we got you locked and loaded, so to speak, now. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to pretty much comment on something you made mention of earlier the show, and thank you for your time as well. But you had made mention of Barack Obama, president there, and things that he hadn't really been following through with. And I think we see that, you know, not just with him, but with any president that gets in office. I'm sure there's going to always be a point of where they don't always follow through with certain things that they campaign for. I think the biggest thing that bothers me about this presidency is that the media really plays a lot of his mistakes, a lot of the things that he has done wrong. You know, if you look at President Bush, President Clinton, those types of presidents, when they had opportunities and they made mistakes and things of that sort, it was very publicized. And you look at some of the things that he's done, and it's almost like the media loves him to death so much that they are willing to cover for him. And that's the thing that hurts me the most as a voter, as a citizen, you know, that our media wants us to tell us, you know, who we should be pulling for. And then not only that, but at the same time, tell us that, you know, everything he's doing is golden to a T.
Well, I agree. I think that anybody, you said it so well, Shannon, that Bush was up for criticism. Clinton was up for criticism. I'll go on down the line, and it's whoever is the president, you have to have some thick skin, because even if you had an incredible approval rating, there's still going to be people that aren't going to like some of the things you haven't done or promised you would do that you couldn't do or whatever the reason is. And for as much as a lot of times we'll get criticized for pointing out things about Obama, certainly, and I that's fine if I get criticized for that. But I think when you move from talk shows to mainstream media where they're delivering the news, you wonder why certain things sometimes aren't reported. You're right. And then you have this situation with CNN where they get rid of Lou Dobbs, which they have the right to do that. If he's not getting ratings or they want to move on or for whatever reason, it's all a business. Broadcasting is a business. So, okay, so they do that. But then CNN says, well, we want more middle of the road. We want more middle of the road. So what they're saying is they don't want the criticisms. They didn't want him to go on the air and be too critical because it didn't play into what they were presenting. I mean, the VP didn't say that, but if you read between the lines, that's exactly what he was saying. And that's the big problem. Shannon, good caller. Here's the problem. If you are in the news media and you're reporting the news, that's what you're doing. And so it's you know, who, what, where, when, and why. If you're a reporter, I was a reporter at one time. That's different than a talk show host where it's opinion based. When you're a reporter, you're reporting the news, you tune in to any of them, whether it's Brian Williams or Katie Kirk or whoever you watch or any of the cable news networks. If they're the news person, they should be telling you what happened. That's the job, and that's the problem. The line is murky, and there's definitely a slant. And I would think that Obama would be pleased because, for the most part, pretty much he gets mostly praise from the media other than Fox, which, of course, Fox has been outed as the evil empire with this administration. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
And it amazes me, as little as men know about fashion, girls, you still ask our opinion about stuff.